What is going on, everyone? It's been a while since I've been able to host a podcast. Things have been really crazy, so I'll get back onto it. I have some interviews already lined up and ready to go. I just need to get to editing them, but I'm really excited to announce this. I'm starting my own Twitch channel with the noise of Drake playing with Ninja. I feel like that really developed a bigger presence for Twitch. Twitch has always been there. Twitch is huge, but now it's getting bigger more than ever, and I feel like this is an opportunity for all of us to seize if you are a gamer. I myself grew up playing video games all my life, so I figured why not create a variety channel where I play a multitude of games on easy mode, play for fun, play some horror games to get scared, just to create some engagement, and also when Super Smash Bros. Comes out, this is going to be my platform to really play Super Smash Bros. I played competitively when I was in high school for the Wii, so I figured, you know what, might as well do it again once Super Smash Bros. Comes out for the Nintendo Switch, because This is just going to be absolutely great. If you guys want to follow me, my Twitch channel is going to be called Just Some Guy from Boston. It's going to be fun. It's such an opportunity. I mean, the market for Twitch and video gamers is so big. And if you genuinely do enjoy playing video games, I love horror games. You know, why not do it and connect with other people? It's pretty easy to develop and set up your Twitch account. If you have a PlayStation 4, if you have an Xbox One, you already have live broadcasting already set up. So all you have to do is click the button that says share if you have a PlayStation 4, and it'll broadcast. Pretty simple. I just bought myself a PlayStation camera for about $50, so that's the only investment that I've really made into this, and I figured, why not? You have nothing to lose, and this is free. I love video games. I love connecting with people, and with Twitch, I feel like there are really two ways to grow. Either you're really talented and you're really good at the video game, and that's how you develop your following. Like my brother, he plays Fortnite, and he's number two in Massachusetts. Being Hype Zone on Mixer, which is another streaming service, really allows you to get, you know, a lot of attention, and my brother is just very talented. I myself am not talented at video games, only Guitar Hero, but I don't know if that's popular anymore to stream live. But you know what? I'm going to play horror games, have fun, and see if anything comes out of it. If you guys are thinking about it, I would strongly encourage it. My rule of thumb is give everything about 10 to 12 weeks, because that'll allow you to kind of develop any sort of following or growth and kind of get an idea whether or not you're going to be successful. And I mean, if you have spare time and you like video games, start broadcasting, start talking to people. You should have some sort of charisma. It always helps, because no one likes going to a channel that's quiet, dull, or you just don't feel engaged. And I've been listening to a lot of podcasts regarding Twitch or streaming services with video games. People want to feel connected and like they're a part of something. So if you're going to develop a Twitch channel, be ready to talk your ear off, to have some engagement, to have some fun, because that's what it's really all about. It's developing a community. And I love developing a community. I love meeting new people. I love talking to people, especially if it's something that I love. I'm a secret nerd gamer. And now that I get to play and kind of just talk to new people and just talk about how much I suck at a game or how scared I am, you know, it'll just be fun. So if you guys are considering a Twitch account, a Mixer account, just do it. Try it for a couple of weeks. You have nothing to lose, and just communicate and play with people and just be on as much as possible. Another tip for anyone thinking about developing a Twitch channel, make sure to develop some sort of schedule, because that's what people want. You should be streaming pretty frequently is what I've been hearing a lot of people say. So I'm going to try and stream 4 times a week. I'll keep myself accountable to that. I'll do my best to play as many video games as I can. So I hope you guys enjoy the rest of your week. If you guys are interested in Twitch, definitely go check it out. If you guys want to see me play video games, just add me on Twitch. It is Just Some Guy from Boston. I'll see you guys around.